Joining us on the phone is singer and songwriter Todd Snyder, and Todd's going to be performing in Indianapolis at the Vogue this Thursday, November 18th. My first question to you is, how did this whole event come to fruition with you coming to Indianapolis?
Well, we've been just waiting to get back out on the road, and I've always loved playing the Vogue. And so I think we've toured the whole country since August. We're just knocking out every major city we know. I'm friends with Bob and Tom, too, so I'll go by there and say hi to them.
I understand, too, you have a new album that's coming out. Tell us a bit about what that new album entails.
Yeah, well, we were home, and we didn't have anything to do, and I started doing these shows on Sundays where I would just, I guess, live stream is what you call it. And I would sing, and then we just, since we didn't have anything to do, we started working on music. And then I just put words on it. I usually take a lot longer to make records. We made it really quick. It's fun to listen to. It's a quick listen, and it's fun. I don't know if I would have done it if we hadn't had the pandemic. I had a lot of different things I had been wanting to try my whole life that were just things I knew that people didn't necessarily want me to do, but I don't know. It's different things I'd wanted to try, you know.
And how has the pandemic affected you?
So far, so good. I feel like I really lucked out through it myself, but I lost a lot of friends and mentors and things like that during it. One friend I lost to COVID, but the other two were just getting old. And then I lost, kind of tragic in a lot of ways, but just grateful that we stayed on our feet. You know, we have this little company. There's not a whole lot of us, but we got lucky.
The new album is titled First Agnostic Church of Hope and Wonder. How did you come up with that album title name?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder about it. I have always thought of myself as an agnostic because I hope there's a God, and I wonder if there is. And I try to live like there is that. But I don't know. You know, I think that's an agnostic person is mostly admitting ignorance or admitting that if you're going to believe in something, that's different than knowing it. It's an activity, but you don't ever get proof of it, I guess. That said, I always grew up Catholic. I still go to church and stuff. I always tell people they can't quit their church if they're trying to join ours. Ours is the tailgate party after church. You know, I don't really say anything about that during the show. It's just a record we made. People started calling our Sunday shows church, and it just kept growing, you know.
Singer and songwriter Todd Snyder joining us. Todd, on this album, it says you've created your own brand of funk inspired by Parliament and James Brown. What about those two inspired you?
I just love those two. I think they're genius guys, both George Clinton and James Brown. And I'd always liked that kind of, I've always loved that kind of music. And I was just in a band with a really great drummer who, it's hard for singers to explain to drummers what they're hoping for. It's harder than any other instrument. And I got a real good lesson in that from Dwayne Trucks. And so when I went into this record, I knew the drum styles I was looking for. I found a kid named Robbie Crowell that really could do them. And then I wanted to lay down, my thing I said to everybody is we're going to lay down these tracks and they're going to sound like Parliament. And it's going to sound like we should put horns on there. And we're not. We're going to put a banjo on instead. We're going to put a harmonica and an acoustic guitar. All this stuff that those guys never use. I was trying to be original, but sometimes when I try to be original, I'll put something out and then people will show me the things that are similar. Like some friend of mine said, it sounded like J.J. Gray or somebody I didn't know. I was like, oh, dang it. Well, shoot.
Well, joining us right now is singer and songwriter Todd Snyder. You might remember him from his long and storied career with ties to Jimmy Buffett and John Prine. And I wanted to ask you, Todd, what was it like working with those guys?
Both of them are, I would do anything for either one of them. Jimmy Buffett's probably the smartest singer, in my opinion. And John Prine was probably the most down-to-earth entertainer I was ever around. That's not to say Jimmy isn't down to earth, but it's hard to be down to earth when you have 400 employees and I mean, he has a lot of responsibility that he lives up to really well. And then they both taught me so much. Jimmy gave me a storytelling lesson. John gave me a songwriting lesson. They both gave me backstage lessons. Like, I think the thing you really need to learn when you're young is how to not be a backstage. And it's harder than you think because you're so nervous. And those guys are just great. They're great at taking on the pressure of a show and not letting it turn them into somebody they're not.
How often have people acted that way backstage towards you or any of your friends you've seen?
It's a constant. It's part of it. Almost everyone. I've seen almost everybody have the night where they break the bottle against the wall or just... And it's never for anything. Because it's from being out on the road for 60 days and not sleeping. And then you know, like it's in Spinal Tap, you fold the bread and it just keeps breaking. And for some reason you feel like you're entitled to have a tantrum. Happens to so many people. It's just from being too tired. But I never saw John or Jimmy Buffett even come close to that.
Wow, that's awesome. What can people expect from your show in Indianapolis on November 18th?
Those are always some of my favorite shows. And I usually have a few songs that I kind of want to do. And then it sort of turns into a conversation. And I take requests a lot, talk a lot. I tell a lot of stories. And I'll just play whatever people want. And if they don't yell for songs, I'll just play the ones I want.
Is there going to be like a VIP autograph, meet and greet session, anything like that?
I don't think so. But if you just come knock on the bus, I open it.
That's awesome.
If somebody wants to meet me, just knock on the bus.
Fantastic. You wrote a song about the vortex of trash that swirls in the Pacific Ocean. Tell me about that one.
Oh, man, I have been working on that for so long, and I finally had to do the research. I finally got a second verse when I researched that we'd made 9 billion tons of plastic, threw away 7 billion of that, and 5 billion of that is in the ocean. It's all out together in the ocean in this big patch of water that a guy on a boat race found. And it's astonishing. Ironically, as soon as that song came out, I've seen two reports that they're really trying to get something done about it. But it's a pile of garbage the size of the state of Texas, floating, and it's all swirling together. It's in like a vortex. It's where stuff in the sea ends up. Isn't that weird?
That is. Oh my. Well, that's a lot.
We've only been doing that since 1950.
Well, that's all I've got, Todd. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I just appreciate you letting me on. I enjoyed talking with you.
Singer and songwriter Todd Snyder joining us. Todd, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. We'll see you November 18th at the Vogue in Indianapolis.
All right, brother. Thank you.